USA News. I'm Corey Myers. In a bid to avert a government shutdown by Saturday, lawmakers in the Democratic-controlled Senate released a clean continuing resolution yesterday that would keep the government funded through November 17th. The CR cleared a key procedural hurdle in upper chamber in a vote of 77-19 yesterday afternoon. President Biden is taking steps to keep from falling down.
President Biden has reportedly increased his use of physical therapy and opted for tennis shoes to prevent any slips or falls on camera. According to Axios, Biden began balance exercises with a physical therapist as early as November of 2021. The report highlights concerns within Biden's campaign team about the impact of visible stumbles on his electability given his age of 80. Polls indicate that a majority of both Republican and Democratic voters believe Biden is too old for the office. I'm John Schaefer.
UPS set to bring on board over 100,000 seasonal workers for the approaching holiday season. The company's job portal advertises full and part-time roles, now offering a higher pay rate of $23 an hour. These positions are open nationwide, as stated by UPS in an official announcement. Visit jobs-ups.com for more information. A judge has ruled that Donald Trump committed years of fraud while building his real estate empire. In a civil lawsuit brought by New York's attorney general, the judge found that Trump and his company deceived banks, insurers, and others by overvaluing assets and inflating net worth on paperwork for deals and financing. The decision severely challenges Trump's image as a wealthy and savvy real estate mogul turned political figurehead. This is USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code GEAR for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code GEAR for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code GEAR.
NASA scientists say they found what appears to be asteroid dust in a space capsule that landed in the Utah desert. The OSIRIS-REx space probe was sent to the asteroid Bennu in 2016 to collect samples and completed its mission Sunday when a capsule containing the sample parachuted into a test range west of Salt Lake City. Scientists yesterday say they found black dust and debris when they opened the canister inside the capsule. They still have to analyze the sandy particles and have yet to confirm if they are indeed from the asteroid. Astrophysicist Neil deGrasse Tyson was confronted on his support for gender ideology concepts, including that biological males who identify as transgender should be able to compete in women's sports in some circumstances. Tyson discussed transgenderism on Trigonometry, a free speech YouTube show, and during that show, he said the biological differences between males and females in sports are a solvable problem for transgender inclusion.
So fix the playing field, damn it! But don't say it's an unfair playing field, so all of a sudden the big issue is trans women taking the slot of a woman in an unfair playing field. Fix the playing field, and you know something? The day you fix that playing field, this conversation will look completely ridiculous.
I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Hey y'all, this is Ronte, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich is the pimento cheese. I was like, go cheese, go pimento, go honey, go get it.
Hi, this is Shane Trees, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich is the mild spiciness of the pickled jalapenos. No, it's the crispy chicken. Actually, I can't decide. It's the entire sandwich.
Order the honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Available for a limited time. Real Chick-fil-A guests paid for their testimonials.